This recording, California 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act like a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long, round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
I'm a valley girl, like, totally, for sure. And I grew up in, like, Canoga Park, which is kind of, like, near, like, Woodland Hills and stuff. There, like, near Topanga Canyon. And I had this older brother, and he's wonderful. I actually, just this past summer, we became, like, best friends, but we've always, like, hated each other. He's 25 and I'm 20. He'd sit on my face and fart, and it smelled like rotten corn. And he would pin me down and hawk loogies, you know, and like suck them back up right before they hit my face. And he used to tell me about this old lady that would come and take me away if I was bad or if I wasn't nice to him or something. And so one day he dressed up in old lady clothes, and he had this gray wig. And I was like 4, so he was like 9 or 10 or something, and he dressed up like this old lady, and he knocked on the front door. Like, he went out the back door and came around to the front door, and he knocked, and my nanny opened the door, and like I just saw him and like freaked out and ran away. But the best story of all is we had just moved into a new house in like West Hills, which is kind of like nicer than Canoga Park, so it was like a big deal. And I came home from school one day, and he had this like crazy room. Like, he was like kind of a fucked up kid. He was like doing a lot of drugs at a really young age, and like his walls were painted with like demons. He's an incredible artist, so like the walls had like just these amazing murals of these like really evil demons all over them, and like the inside of cassette tapes were stapled all over the ceiling, so there was just like black stringy stuff like hanging down from the ceiling all over, and like just everything was like black and dark and evil looking. And he had like a board with like black widows pinned all over it that he'd caught and pinned while they were still alive. So he'd taken, my grandpa had made me this beautiful wooden cradle and given me a baby doll to put inside the cradle. And my grandpa was dead now. And my brother took that baby doll and he nailed it to a wooden cross he built. Like, he nailed it upside down to a wooden cross and set it on fire and hung it on the wall in his room. And I came home from school and he was like, and I was probably like 5, so he was like 10. Oh my god. So oh my god, this is so horrible. I come from school and he's like, "Trisha, guess what I did to your doll? It's so cool, you're gonna love it." And he was serious. And I was like, "Okay, what did you do?" And I like follow him into like the bedroom, and maybe he was 12 and I was 7. That sounds like more right. So I follow him into his bedroom, which I was always really scared to go into his bedroom anyway, so, like, I would stick close by his side, and I see this doll, like, hanging on an upside-down crucifix, like, burnt to a crisp, hanging above his bed, and I flipped out. Like, I was screaming and crying, and, like, and I took it to my mom, and my mom, like, took it off the crucifix, and she was like, "There, you have your doll back." And I was like, "What?" Like, its hair was, like, burnt and like melted because it had like that, you know, like plastic hit. It was awful. I was so upset.